Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imamc.org for Thursday, April 28, 2016. Israeli troops injures a youth during West Bank invasions and targets farmers in Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers and several settlers invaded on Thursday at dawn the northern West Bank city of Nablus, leading to clashes with dozens of local youth. One teen was shot with a live round. Medical sources in Nablus said that soldiers shot Ahmed Adel Mas'oud, 17, with a live round in his thigh. The sources added that many Palestinians received treatment for the effects of tear gas inhalation. The clashes took place after dozens of soldiers and settlers invaded Nablus city and headed towards Joseph's tomb east of Nablus. The Israeli military allows Jews to visit as part of organized pilgrimage, despite the shrine being located in Area A, which is under full control of Palestinian Authority under Oslo agreements, and prohibits Muslims from worshipping on the site. In related news, the Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS, has reported that Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Thursday at dawn at least 10 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank, including Jerusalem. Home searches and kidnappings were reported in Ramallah City, Central West Bank, Jenin in the north, in addition to occupied East Jerusalem. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers opened fire on Thursday morning on a number of Palestinian farmers in their lands in the southern part of the Gaza Strip and east part of Gaza. The soldiers, stationed across the border fence, fired many live rounds on farmers while working on their lands, forcing them away, local sources reported. The two latest attacks targeted Palestinian lands east of Khan Yunis city in the southern part of the coastal region and east of Gaza city. The Israeli army conducts frequent violations against Palestinians and their lands in areas close to the border fence in the northern and eastern parts of the Gaza Strip, an issue that prevents dozens of families from planting their lands. Similar attacks also targeted Palestinian fishers in Gaza territorial waters in direct violations of Oslo Accords and every ceasefire agreement. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, April 28, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Shmali, Amin, Hassan Bannoura.